Hi, this is the season one recap of the podcast, The Four Boys Club. I'm Shaurya. A lot happened in the first season of The Four Boys Club. We were introduced to the four boys themselves, Shanky Vai, Mompi Arda, Bandem Asra, and Anpak Benza, and got a peek into their lives. There were moments that were dramatic. After all, each story needs drama, and perhaps I'm being a little ambitious, it makes for a good storyline. So, before the second lot of stories is released, here's an account of all that happened in season 1. Shanky Vai and Aditya Paran were close friends. The cause of the rupture in this friendship, which would become a pivotal moment in this documentary, was nothing too difficult to understand. One day, Aditya said something about his ex in the class, and Shanky ratted Aditya out. This caused a fight between the two, because of which Shanky sustained an injury to his leg that forced him into bed rest for an entire summer, by the end of which he gained considerable weight. While his mother wanted Shanky to report the incident to the school authorities, his father, the chill dad, said it was just some light raising, which, along with other reasons, is why Anpak called him the indifferent dad. The chill dad, called so because he hardly let himself be bothered, died from a kidney failure. He left behind a mountain of debt for Shanky's mother, a doctor, to take care of. And it was for this reason that she, in the aftermath of her husband's death, became difficult for the kids, even insisting her son take up anything but arts in high school. While her reason for this was that she wanted her son to help her out financially and taking up arts would never land him a decent job, we can argue that she perhaps was projecting her prejudicial thinking onto him. It was during this time that Shanky found his inclination developing towards writing. And so, he started living two lives, the real Shanky and the other Shanky. He eventually did become a writer, but after years working as an investment banker. As adolescents, Shanky and Bandem Asra had been friends for a decade. They attended the same kindergarten school and loved the red slide. Something, apparently, which they bonded over. Bandem was someone we can say was prone to tragedies. One of these incidents happened when he accidentally pushed someone in front of a moving car. His family were hounded by the police in the wake of this accident. And whilst all this, none of the other boys reached out to Bandem. The other tragedy was when he brought the body of a man into Mompi Arda's treehouse. We will conveniently choose to ignore the details surrounding this incident, who this man was, what caused Bandem to bring him to the treehouse, and focus only on what happened. The devil may be in the details, but you can be assured they are not important to the context of the overall story. Anyhow, as the two boys are wondering what to do with the body, Mompi proposes calling his girlfriend, Midhali Catherine Basna, who lived in the same neighborhood, over. The two had been friends since elementary school. And upon growing up, this friendship transformed into a relationship. They would eventually get married and have a daughter. Meanwhile, back in the treehouse, after Midhali arrived, and all three of them were weighing their possible options, they noticed the dead man move and wake up. Mompi tried explaining to this man what had happened, and could eventually coax him. Bandem, however, had remained silent through all this, much to the displeasure of Midhali, who he had a deep liking for. He often imagined being together with Midhali, who shared more similarities with him than with Mompi. In one particular episode, Bandham would visualize both of them lying on the ground in the park, surrounded by a protective bubble that hid them away. However, a man walking by would see them, but they would vanish as soon as this man, whose identity remains unknown, crossed them. Meanwhile, the fat dad, Anpak Bensa's father, had seen Mompi and Bandham from the window of the treehouse prior to Mithali's arrival. But he wasn't able to figure out what exactly happened because Mompi's father, who is the cool dad, saw him lurking there. The fat dad had visited because he had to talk to the cool dad. The fat dad feels sorry for Bandham, who, because of the dynamics in his family, felt suffocated in his own house. And all this was principally because of the authoritative patriarch of a father who Anpak called the tyrant. Secretly, Anpak respected the tyrant because he could exert force and authority, and wished his father was a bit like Bandham's. The fat dad saw himself in the young Bandham, even calling the kid a hopeful romantic. The fat dad had a difficult father growing up as well, and Bandham's familial struggles were something he could relate to. He would often ask Anpak about Bandham, which often made Anpak feel envious. The fat dad felt a little jealous the other boys called Mompi's dad the cool dad. The latter's coolness, after all, he knew about his teenage son smoking and even taught him poker, came at a price. Many years ago, Mompi's unborn sister had died at the hands of the cool dad. While driving his family to a brunch one day, he ran through a red light and met with an accident. While his wife and son survived the crash, the stillborn child, who he did not know was a girl then, did not. On this day, the cool dad, who considered himself a workaholic, was mentally preoccupied because of a meeting. None of the boys knew about Mompi's sibling. Anpak, who never liked the idea of the four boys club and is a reluctant member of the club, contracts cancer while he was in 11th. His parents, who somehow took the diagnosis to mean like they had failed in their parenthood, changed after the cancer was detected. Despite them not meaning to, a distance came between them and him. He went away to live the last few days of his up in the hills, far away from the ties of his everyday life.